defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more facts, more fears. Your bus, your address, your shoe size, your years, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Dr. Rick Davis, MD, is our guest. There's a few more minutes. We'll have him back soon. Powerful information, a little bit of buzz on his line via Skype, but it's still great technology. Talking about the soul. The Bible says in the end days, the alchemist of the earth, the priest of the New World Order, will trade in the men's souls. And that's the essence of what they want, but they always end up failing. Because, as you said, they centralize control, and even a psychopath or just a very evil mercenary, someone who doesn't care about others, even though they consciously are willing to do these bad things and subconsciously are evil as well, there's still areas of humanity in them, and that's why a Nero or others end up usually committing suicide after they've done a whole bunch of horrible stuff to people, because it's something else nasty they can do. And I've read a lot of literature by top globalists who say they might just blow the earth up to keep on willing, and it's a beautiful monument, in their words, to their work. So some of them are so evil they even get that. But I think a lot of it is they sabotage themselves once they get to the pinnacle of power. The only problem is now they have such high-tech weapons, they might sabotage everything else in the process. Doctor, closing comments on that.
Well, I think you're exactly right, and I think that it's up to us as people to try and project our humanity now more than ever, because that's really going to be the ultimate weapon here. This is a spiritual battle, and we need to demonstrate our humanity. We need to put aside our minor bickering among ourselves. We need to come closer together with our family and our friends and our neighbors in order to prepare for whatever it is that these people have in store for us, which isn't going to be good. I mean, this is not going to work out well for us in the short term or for them in the long term. But it's going to be us taking the most powerful thing we have, which is our humanity, our love, all of our gifts as people, and utilizing our intelligence and our creativity in order to overcome the things that they're planning for us in this world takeover, in this chaos, this order out of chaos, if you will. And I think that we have the tools innately as people. And all we have to do is work together, coordinate, identify our strengths and look at our weaknesses, and overcome the game that's been played over.
And that's why, exactly, they're racing to bring in automated, autonomous robots, drones, submarine ships. They want to replace humans so incredibly bad as quickly as possible. China, France are moving with government funding to replace humans. They're having huge losses to do it because this is the end game. I want to have you back in the very near future, doctor. Separately, I saw on one of your medical sites, and we'll get you on about this in the future, but an example of all the medical stuff that's been developed that gets shelved, like a virus-killing technology you've developed.
Well, that would be something we'd love to talk about. We're actually very excited working with a group within the Defense Department right now on something that's quite amazing. But we can talk about that a little bit later next time. But
well, tell us a little bit about it, yeah.
Well, if you could imagine a technology that could be provided to people, not just troops, but the average population, if there was an exposure to a lot of the weaponized viruses that are currently being looked at, you know, whether it's Ebola or Venezuelan encephalitis, or I mean, you can go on and on. There's a lot of different things out there that are very, very bad, have huge kill rates. And if there was a single drug that is essentially a natural product that doesn't have horrible side effects, etc., that could be provided to people, this would take an entire weapon system right off the table. And those are the kind of things that I and others are working on to try and provide solutions. I mean, there are significant solutions, not just in medicine, but in energy and all kinds of things, and transportation. And a lot of this information has been suppressed over time.
We're going to have you back on about this. Ogenix.com, Dr. Rick Davis, MD, an amazing individual. Thank you so much for the time. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
All right, folks, we're going to come back, go through your calls I've been holding very quickly. Then I'm going to shift gears into all this news I haven't hit yet. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
There's a Ron Paul video, an article up on Infowars.com that's so important. Congress defers the president on NSA reform. And that is a report dealing with the fact that Congress, with all this coming out, is going to let Obama whitewash everything and, quote, decide what can be done with the NSA and what can't be, when it just means business as usual, total criminal surveillance of the American people. And there's an excellent article I want to get into a little bit that says, when did America turn into the Soviet Union? We're going to tie that into the corruption of Chris Christie and where all that's going. Coming up. But right now, let's move quickly. I'll try to shut up, just get to your call, move on to the next person. A bunch of nuclear power plant workers, Navy people that worked around reactors, you name it, have called in. Frank and Dave and Joe and Jerry and Chris. I'm going to go to those callers on the topic of increased radiation and why 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they said, you know, they shut down a beach that had 200 times or 200% higher levels of radiation investigated. Now they go, I go, yeah, it is increased radiation, 1,000%, but big deal. We're not going to even investigate it. We're talking about that attitude. This is bigger than the radiation. And we've gotten local newspapers to cover it, talk radio to cover it, but it's just, it's like so many other things. I mean, we need to just admit this is going on. It's like the solution to things is admitting it's happening. Like the question, why did America, or when did America, turn into the Soviet Union? I mean, we are becoming, in many ways we're already worse, but there's still vestigial islands of Second Amendment, family, private property. But quickly that's being eroded. The water's rising. And, I mean, it's just horrible watching this country die like this. And then so many people are immune to worrying. And they're the ones that think that's an attribute. It's like they don't have nerve endings. So, to use the fire ant analogy again, they're sitting in a pile of fire ants. You're sitting there with them, and you're trying to get up. You're tied down by the government, the bureaucracy. You're like, fire ants. They're killing us. Get them off. You know. It's even worse. They're not tied down. You're tied down sitting in fire ants. They're not tied down, but they're paralyzed when it comes to feeling. They can move, but they don't have any feeling. They're numb. And you're like, can't you see the fire ants climbing at you? Can't you see all the red spots? Fire ants kill people. They're all over you. You can wipe them off and then untie me. And they're like, so what? Yeah, I see them, but I like having red spots. And they're my little friends. And I'm like, no, they're bad. They're bad. You want to get them off of you. And I just come up with these crude analogies, but that's how I feel. And then I study the people running things, and they are so bad. And it's scary. People say, well, why are you trying to scare us then? I'm not trying to scare you. This is ongoing. Admitting it means we can turn it around. And everybody's in panic mode right now over one thing or another, and they'll project it onto their families or work. The numbers are there. People are freaking out because they know things aren't right. And the government says, that's Al-Qaeda. Give your rights up. You're afraid because of Al-Qaeda. No, you're afraid at a subconscious, spiritual level because you know big stuff's about to happen. And, man, I'm telling you, everybody can feel it. Big stuff's already happening. If you're in countries where the globalists turn the food and water off and 30 million starve to death a year, let me tell you, I'm just going to go to your phone calls. It's just, it's so crazy, the stuff that's gearing up between China and Japan threatening to attack each other again. And China just came out and said, we're going to invade that island, prepare for invasion in the news. They're telling Chinese, prepare for invasion. It's on, folks. And this isn't even a news item. I'll guarantee you, if I went to a Rotary Club or something, or if I went to where supposedly the creme de la creme of Central Texas are, I would walk into those meetings, and they would be talking about how to make money, but not even really how to make money. It'd be how to make money within an establishment system that's a con. They would give me the latest hype on that, and they want to talk about football, and they want to talk about how many women they've slept with, and they want to talk, and I'm like, okay, listen. This is all a wool pulled over your eyes to blind you from the real world that's going downhill very, very quickly. And once this stuff starts kicking off, you're not going to be able to put it back in the bottle. Okay? So we're at the edge of a cliff right now. I can spiritually feel it. And I don't know if it's going to be a bio attack, super bugs, total collapse, war. Oh, man, it's beyond chills now. It's not being able to stop it. The mental illness that is spreading everywhere. The paranoia that is spreading everywhere. Again, of stuff that isn't even a threat. And people are like that because deep down they know they're in a crisis, but they don't know the roadmap. They don't know why they're in a crisis. Like the media tells them we're not in a depression, the economy's great, everything's wonderful. But they know it's not. And I think that's it. There's a crisis of confidence that people know the system's lying now, but they don't know exactly about what. They just know it's all bull. All right, let's go to your calls. Frank in Michigan, thanks for holding and calling. You say that you're a treatment plant worker on radiation. Well, go ahead.
Hello. How are you doing, Alex?
I'm not actually doing too good.
Well, hopefully I can give you some information. I work for a government agency, a local government agency. I've been a wastewater treatment plant operator for about 11 years now. and I know quite a bit about this stuff. And I work in Michigan. You know, we have the Great Lakes and all the inland lakes and the streams and everything, so we're pretty protective of our water. We have about the same stringent regulations as California does. And I'm talking to you as an insider, giving you some information and kind of put my job on the line for this, but I'm going to tell you some stuff that I think is very important for the community over there in California. Every community has a wastewater treatment plant, and there are two types. There's a groundwater discharge and a surface water discharge. Now, these are EPA regulated, but they don't test for radiation. They just do basic tests, and you know, if you're okay with your ammonia and your nitrates and your phosphorus, you're good to go. But what I've been looking at with the radiation, and you know, I'm putting two and two together with this, and this is something I think the residents of California really need to understand, that the older cities have degrading infrastructures. And what I mean by that is there's groundwater infiltration, there's surface water.
You're saying radon and other natural radiation is now because the pipes are all rotting and that it's leaching out. You're thinking it's natural, or what's the inside info?
No. I'm saying you have to look at the rain getting into because a lot of these wastewater treatment plants are stormwater and sanitary combined, which means that if it rains and it gets into the stormwater system, where's that rain coming from? It's leaching into and being combined with the wastewater that you have to treat. So where does that end up? It ends up being either in the groundwater as the VN discharge, or surface water.
So you're saying that it's probably rain from Fukushima and other things coming down and running out to the ocean, and that's why it's radioactive?
Well, I'm thinking that it's contributing to what people are drinking. And I think that because the wastewater discharge goes into, like I said, a stream or a or groundwater, water treatment plants also have degrading pipes, so they also are receiving this stuff.
So very interesting. But what's the bottom line? I mean, I don't think you could get in trouble for just as a citizen giving your perspective on something happening on the West Coast. It's like folks ask me if they can have permission to put my bumper stickers on their car. You don't have to ask permission. That's the whole point. But I mean, specifically, it's interesting what you're saying. But what's the kernel? What's the key of what you want us to get from what you're saying?
Is I think that Jakari, while he's out there, he needs to test. He needs to go
tap
to
water.
The local. He needs to go to the local wastewater treatment plants and see what the results are and see if he can. And now this is all public, so he should be able to grab a sample and test it for radiation.
That's a great idea. In fact, they did tests of wastewater plants in Central Texas and found higher radiation levels a few years ago, mainly because the fluoride they're getting from China has radioactive isotopes in it, but also some of the groundwater, the aquifer. That's an idea. We should send them to water treatment plants, because that's a place that you're saying it's going to be concentrating into those areas. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So that's a good, yeah.
And that's going to affect the whole public as a whole. I mean, and these concentrated areas, people have no clue.
Oh, I get it. You're saying you don't want to tell us that there's high radiation at the water treatment plants. I've actually read that and seen that, because it precipitates out into the pipes and the linings at the facilities. And that's why they found it at wastewater plants in Texas. That's CBS News. Is that what you're getting at, sir?
Yes, exactly. And the reason why I'm saying this, and you know, this other thing kind of, I saw a Blairby wrote a little while ago, that China is trying to buy the Great Lakes water. And I'm telling you,
it's incredible. No, I saw that. Great point, sir. We're going to come right back with more calls.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carrel, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
We're going to get a quick pop in at the start of the next segment from California as our team now goes south to get radiation readings, and then I'm going to shift gears and into all this news. There's an article up on InfoWars.com that really makes me sad because I read what the guy wrote, and I can tell he means well. And it also shows how the system uses good people to carry out evil. In fact, I don't even want to get this sheriff's deputy kicked off the force. But it does illustrate the hubris and the arrogance, and so he needs to be. He probably needs to be, because it needs to be an example to others. Future sheriff, he's a cadet right now, a military veteran, says protesters should be exterminated in gas chambers. I would beat your effing bleep just for the sheer joy of it. When you read what he says, he thinks he's doing good and actually says some good things. And it just shows how whacked out all this is. We're not just dealing with evil people, folks. We're dealing with very dangerous, very, very dangerous people who mean well but are not centered or not old enough to understand how things fit together. That even if you don't like what some protester is saying to you, insulting you, you don't beat them over the head and destroy their First Amendment, because your First Amendment is important as well. And that when you violate somebody's rights, you are destroying the very fabric of society. And again, folks, I'm not putting on an act here on air right now. The dread that I've got, and I've been having it the last few months, and I'm talking, everybody else has it, and I'm really freaked out. I don't know what's about to happen, but it's bad, folks. And it's a feeling of, the analogy's like knowing one of your kids going to die, and but not knowing who it is, and not being able to stop it. And then just seeing these childlike people all around me. I'm not on a power trip. I don't think of myself as smarter than people. Why do I know all this stuff and other people don't see it? It's all right there. 98% of what we talk about is on record. I mean, this is like saying you don't want the city to blow up or something. It's not hard. I don't want world government. I don't want nuclear war. I don't want bioweapons released on me. I want prosperity and to build stuff. And I see society taken over by a bunch of crooks with fancy propaganda with a bunch of good people working for them, and I'm sick of it. I hate my job. I'm going to be honest with you. I like exposing evil. I have fun in it doing sometimes. I used to. Now I like to fight evil, and I'm more effective at it, but it's sickening to have to look at these people and study them. I think that's what I'm whining about here today, is that I don't want to look at the New World Order and study all their ugliness. I want to look at the stars and the moon and the fish and play with my children and be happy and be around nice people. But every time I'm around them, I get beyond upset and want to protect them, because I realize that I'm in denial that I can even take time out to live, because the enemy is coming down on us, ladies and gentlemen. And so I've got to learn everything about the enemy. I've got to focus on everything they're doing. I've got to get inside their heads, which is horrible. Because when you're inside their heads, you see all their gang signs everywhere, their symbols, their celebrations over us, their victory arches, their power, their predatory system. You just see, and you read them bragging, and they're open criminals, and they're gross, and they're the worst of humanity in control. Because the good in humanity does not crave power, only the evil. And so now they're in charge. And then when you have knowledge of evil, you then see the evil in you. And even though it's nothing compared to these people, I am just incredibly guilty. I'm guilty of thoughts I have that the average man would think of and think, that's nothing. But I realize where it goes and what it does. And I realize it's the little sins of the heart that in the final equation add to everything. But I'm a fleshly person. I can't stop being who I am. It is only through God that we can find fulfillment. And I put it all on God. And I put all of these issues on God's plate and just say, I'm trying as hard as I can. You got to help me be strong. And we got to help everybody else to be strong, because even Jesus wept when he knew what he was going to go through the next day. And I'm not worried about what I've got to go through. That's almost a cop-out and easy. I'm worried about everybody. All the kids that are putting on deadly drugs in the schools, all the GMO, all the diseases, all the little kids dying in cancer centers, all the things they're doing. I feel it. Love is no stranger to me. I'm the opposite of a psychopath, and it hurts really bad.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now at 800-308-9818. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-308-9818. That's 800-308-9818.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All you folks who thought the New World Order was a joke and you think it's funny, you're now going to get a frontline seat to it. That's all I can tell you. I've gotten behind here, but I said I'd go to Joe and Jerry and Chris. That's all I've got time to. Sorry to Brian and Dave. I want to talk to Dave in California. He says workers are ordering iodine in government. I've got to get to those. I've got to get to the other news. I may have to go into overdrive. I wish every day this stuff wasn't true, but you don't have to believe me to go out and see that it's true. You can look around you and see it all unfolding. And we see the tactics of the system saying Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Alex Jones, you know, they're all discredited. They said the health care law was a scam, but we were proven right. But see, they play that mind game of saying, no, you're discredited, hoping weak-minded people buy into that. And that doesn't work anymore. I've seen different media people who I've met or talked to over the years will say, oh, privately, Alex Jones told me this is all fake. and there's no New World Order. When I was on the BBC, but they even have this on that white iPhone. We ought to put that out because I kept it rolling after the show. And I never even thought to counter that. And I confronted a Bilderberg group member when I first walked in. He was leaving the set. I did get that on tape, put that out. I get in. They were trying to cut me off, so I just took over. And then when they come back from break, they go, Mr. Jones said it was all fake during the break. Total slander, total libel, total defamation, total fraud. But that's a tactic. And I'm saying that's how they totally use a lie. A well-known individual that made a film that, you know, kind of promotes a New World Order view as the solution, who put me in without asking years ago, said in a big conference on TV a few weeks ago, I saw the video, I might play it just to show the evidence of a lie, not to defend myself because I don't need to be defended, just to show how this tactic is used. He said, I talked to someone that knows Alex Jones really good. He even fenced the lie. And Alex admitted that there's no New World Order, no global government, none of this is true, and it's all a lie. Well, the New World Order is all being announced around us. But see, that's the mind game. Oh, Alex says it isn't real. He betrayed all of you. Doesn't matter what they do to me or how they set me up or what stuff they make up, because the devil's coming against me from 100 different angles right now. Believe me, it's amazing. And I found strength in the whole thing and found a higher level of understanding throughout it. But I am sad for those type of people that use lies against folks and then bear false witness and say that an honorable, totally truthful person is a fraud when they themselves are frauds. That's what's disgusting about this world. They say they're liberals when they're the opposite of liberals. But that's all they can do. And I realize that I'm so close to this evil that even when I went off the set and they had security throwing us out, and then I later went back that night and, you know, saw the YouTube of it on BBC when I came back saying, that was all an act. He admits it's all fake. Total lie. Said no such thing. That what must it be like to literally prey on your audience? I know it's so easy for these people. To prey on people. That's what I don't like. I don't like preying on innocent people and lying to them. I will tell you, just like I like lancing a pus if it's in my big toe with an ingrown toenail, I like it when a bully starts a fight with me and they make the first move and I start showing them who, you know, how the cow ate the cabbage. But it's not because I like beating somebody up. I like bad people being shown justice. And I'm sick of evil people. I'm sick of them. And they've got to be dealt with and faced head on. No more playing games, folks. I think about this, the level of crap we put up with. The on record they put fluoride in the Soviet Union in the 30s, and Hitler picked it up from Stalin when they had a pact with him. The Russian-German Nazi deal from, 1941 when they went into Poland? 1940? I don't know why I digress off of that. I got so much to cover. And then they put it in our water, and it's on record giving us cancer and numbing us down and makes your teeth brittle. And the American Medical Association, American Dental Association say don't brush with it. And no one even knows that. We even forced them to stop promoting it. But it's still there. And that's just one example. They put roach poison in the water, and they think it's funny. The mayor of Austin is assaulting me and my family. He thinks it's funny. And I sit here and put up with it. I'm sick of it. Had enough of it. Just right there. Just on that front alone right there. They literally hike their leg and do you know what right in our face every day. And let me tell you something. Everybody out there, if you keep putting up with all this, if you keep going along with the system and laying down to it, you deserve what you get. But I'm here to tell you, I don't like this stuff that's going on, and I'm not perfect, and I don't have all the answers. But I know you don't just throw your arms up and just let a bunch of crooks run wild. The FBI announced last week they're not even going to do white-collar investigations anymore unless they're politically directed to do so. because the crooks run the asylum, folks. The inmates run the prison. And you know what happens when they finally get full control? All Hades breaks loose. And they've taken hundreds of thousands of military personnel, the ones that aren't that smart, the ones that are screwed up, in many cases, and they're putting them as police who literally see the public as an enemy and who talk about how they want to kill us if we look at them wrong. Hey, why don't you guys go fight Al-Qaeda, the government runs, in Iraq right now? And by the way, most of the troops are the best people you'll ever find. They find the bad apples and promote them into these departments and into these federal agencies. Now, some departments that aren't evil, they try to find Boy Scout good guys. Honest-to-goodness tough guys. But most of the time, you got a bunch of social workers and a bunch of control freaks and a bunch of soldiers who aren't real soldiers who want to go around pushing unarmed people around and getting in the face of protesters and intimidating people. Let me tell you something. You don't intimidate me. Every instinct I've got tells me you're a tyrant wannabe and my enemy. And you morons, once the Civil War starts, really think there aren't going to be a bunch of people that come down on you like a ton of bricks? You think you're the tip of the spear? You're going to get bent back real fast. There are so many hardcore serious people who don't want to go completely wild, but they're ready. And they've got names, they got lists, folks. And I don't even have to talk to people to know that. I don't want 300, 400,000 cops to die in a week. I don't want hundreds of thousands of U.S. military personnel to die in weeks. It will happen if this civil war starts. And I think deep down, that's probably what it is. Obama's going to false flag and blame it on patriot groups and start roundups. And then people are going to start killing whoever comes in the roundup. And it's on, folks. That's why I just went there. That's why I'm not even going to our reporters right now. And I haven't gone to the calls in the news because I have this deep feeling of dread. And I could see all of it, and they're clearly getting ready to start a civil war in this country. That's on the table. War with China is on the table. Financial collapse is on the table. Superbugs are on the table, and it's all coming together. And it's not just me. It's every anthropologist, sociologist, civilization technician. It's everyone that studies this. Anyone who has a serious mind, every gauge says red level danger Will Robinson. And the public picks it up at a subconscious level. The public's going crazy right now. The anxiety, the divorces, the problems, the weirdness. Every executive I talk to that manages large groups of people says they've never seen such craziness. We're in a societal crisis, and it's just the beginning. So I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but I know what's coming at us. And, man, my whole body is just like, just get ready for it. And I wish the general public could get ready for it and affect the against the enemy, because your instincts are ready to fight this, but your instincts aren't conscious, so they don't know what to direct it at. The cops are all freaked out. They're directing it at the public. The public's all freaked out. They're directing it at the government. When the government itself is just a level of the globalist control grid, it's the rubber on the tire or the tread on the tank. It's not the enemy. I don't hate the tread of a tank. I don't hate a cop who's misguided. I don't like the brain in there, the computer program running the tank. I don't want to go chew on the treads of the tank and break my teeth off. But that's what's going to happen. And they've got all that planned out. And let me tell you, they're crazy enough, folks, to start a civil war in this country. The number one thing we better be worried about is that, I'm telling you, as a smokescreen for the financial collapse, then the war, because, oh, anybody that's fighting the government after the Chinese attack that island, they probably got to deal with them. See, I'm really giving you battle plans I think they're up to, seeing all the pieces. Start a civil war with false flags. Blame the financial collapse and derivatives going upside down and a total Federal Reserve takeover of everything on the civil war causing the collapse. Then start a war with an outside group so you can say, we're under attack, the Chinese just sunk three of our carriers, but we're not going to respond with nukes, and they're not going to respond with nukes. It'll all be staged. I'm serious. This is how they'll do it. Probably giving you their actual battle plan right now. Just going out into the ether and all the data and pulling it out. And then, oh my gosh, you can't resist. These people that are resisting, they're helping the Chinese defeat our troops. Images of sinking aircraft carriers. The public will then go under mind control and say, yes, we've got to root out the domestic group. They're with the Chinese or they're with Al-Qaeda. I'm telling you, that's the plan right there. through the crisis today of just days of racking my mind about what they're going to do. I think that's a prime battle plan that you just heard. Because, again, top generals in history can look at the other enemy and know them well enough to know what move they're going to make, and then you're able to be ready to counter that. And I'm telling you, folks, I have immersed myself in this like no one else probably. And that is one of their main plans that you just heard on air. That plan you just heard, that is what they're lining up to do. You notice years ago we told you before the financial collapse, they would bring all this into place. I want to go to our reporters now. We'll obviously do some overdrive here. We're going to go to Jakari Jackson, who's outside the Golden Gate Bridge. It looks like he's on the city side. He's going to give us the radiation readings and tell us where he's going next. We're also going to send him to some water treatment plants because we just had a tipster remind me that water treatment plants is where the radiation precipitates out because it condenses there. Or the word would be dehydrates there, basically. It's a concentrate of it. That's a good tip. They're going to go on down to Southern California. But Jakari Jackson, thank you for joining us today, sir.
Thanks for having us, Alex. We're out here, like you said, right outside the Golden Gate Bridge. We're continuing our tour. We've gone as far north as Portland, Oregon. Now we're back down here in San Francisco because just a little bit south of here, we had some very high levels of radiation at Half Moon Bay at Surfers Beach. We found radiation levels in excess of 10 times of what's considered normal for that location. So we came up here. It's not too far. So we want to warn these people out here, and we'll do that right after this broadcast.
Well, good job. What other intel do you have?
Well, we've been out here, Alex. We came with our Geiger counter using the CPMs, the counts per minute, and we found about 62 counts per minute. Now, south of here at Half Moon Bay, they say the normal CPMs, the counts per minute, is around 30. So we're heading about double of what's considered normal, just a little bit south.
Jakari, that's good news and bad news, I guess. And I guess still no word with the city and the county there about why there's 1,000% higher in readings you got, 1,400% in other readings. They've confirmed it's much higher. Any word on that?
Well, just like you said, Alex, there's the good news and the bad news. The good news is that in our travels, the concentration, the highest concentration of radiation seems to be centered around the Half Moon Bay area. Of course, not good news for those people who live in that location, but good news for everybody else. But we've still seen high levels of radiation, higher levels of radiation, double going up north and also to the south of here. But people are still, they're debating. They say it may be naturally occurring radiation from things such as thorium, but I definitely do not want to discount that it could be Fukushima radiation.
Sure, and there are a lot of earthquakes there, and that releases a lot of the thorium and radium and radon and the rest of it. The issue is that it's increasing from what it was in the past, and you've got Fukushima undoubtedly doing this, and you've had the cover-up there, so that's why we're trying to cover this. We've only seen a few newspapers cover it, and they've tried to rebuff us, but then they admit that we're right. They just say that it's basically bad that we even care.
That's pretty much the gist of it. And like I said yesterday on the show with Anthony Gucciardi, some people are convinced that it's global warming for whatever reason. Just many different theories and ideas as to what could be causing this high level of radiation.
I'm wondering if a kaiju is to blame and if it's about to come out of the ocean over there and attack the Golden Gate Bridge.
I'm not exactly sure. That's one theory that I wouldn't be surprised to hear out here, Alex.
You know, Jakari, you said you've been to Southern California before visiting family, but you've never been to Northern California, memory serves. How beautiful is Central and Northern California?
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, you guys were telling us when we were getting prepped for this mission that it was a very beautiful drive. It is very much that. And it does concern me that, you know, the bioaccumulation could rise in those areas of the radiation, and we could get more radiation in those areas. But just on the outskirts, if you drove by it, it's just some of the most beautiful scenery, even out here in beautiful San Francisco. I don't know if the guys can get a shot of Alcatraz over there.
Oh, yeah, you're right there on the city side, right by the Presidio, right?
That's right. It's a great location, Alex. We're very happy to be here. We are a little concerned about the radiation. Sometimes I think I might be safer out there in Alcatraz than out there in Half Moon Bay. But, you know, we're going to continue on the mission, and when we get back, we're just going to bathe in some iodine, and we're going to keep going because we want all our info warriors and other people to know what's going out here so they can come out here with their own Geiger counters and do their own test.
Absolutely, and you heard some of the radiologists earlier. They said wearing clothes is a big part because these particles go right to your body. Obviously, being around the area where it was 1,000% higher than it should be probably isn't great, but they say when you fly in an airplane, you could probably get more radiation than that. But certainly, yeah, I wouldn't be snorting any of the sand off the beach there at Half Moon Bay, Jakari.
No, I wouldn't. And, you know, as you mentioned that, we talked to some people going up and down the coast just the other day when we came back to Half Moon Bay, and people said there, you know, once they got this information, they stopped walking their dogs out there. One guy said his boys were swimming out there, and he got the news. He pulled them out the water. He's not letting them go back, as we talked about yesterday. A young lady said one of her friends goes swimming out there, and he's going bald, and she thinks it's exactly from directly related to surface beach and the high levels.
She was saying in a matter of months, it's like sudden clumps of hair falling out.
Because like I asked her, I said, you know, people go bald, but she said, no, you don't understand, sir. He's gone bald, and he won't stop swimming in there. I tried to tell him to get out of that water, but he keeps going back.
Wow. So where are you going after this, Shakar? You're going to go talk to locals, then I guess you're starting down towards Los Angeles?
Yes, that's right, Alex. We'll go do a man on the street out right after this broadcast. Then we'll head south to Diablo Canyon. There's a nuclear facility out there. We want to test around that location. Also Los Angeles. So hit up some of the sights and scenes out there and just continue down south looking for these levels of radiation. Now, like I said, we're not always encountering high levels, which is a good deal, but we definitely want to warn the people that bioaccumulation could increase, and we definitely want people to be aware.
Absolutely, because even if it's just double in many areas what it should be, it shows something's going on there. Well, investigative reporter Jakari Jackson with the rest of the great crew is out there. Tomorrow, Jakari, only on for a full 30 minutes, I want to talk to you and the rest of the crew to get their takes on everything that's been happening. Jakari Jackson reporting from Central California, the Bay Area. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We are in the middle of unbelievable wonderment. so much good, so much beauty, so much to protect.
And the sun's gonna burn.
And we've allowed the television and this artificial culture to literally program us with anti-human garbage to make us malfunction so that we can be conquered and then executed. And never even know we were killed by soft kill weapons that are on record being put in our food supply. And I don't know how you counter something like that. I mean, it's like people didn't believe Hitler was doing what he did for the first 6-7 years he was in power. Really the first 8-9 years. And it's just par for the course historically, and we're in the middle of this craziness. And the average person is so narcissistic and so into being cool because of the television. The television shows you this arrested development, the way people act. And people act like people act on television. That's not real. So you're talking to these programmed people that aren't real. And you can't get through to them because they're delusional. They think if they just laugh at someone that cares, that gives them power. They're delusional. I mean, look at this article that I keep saying I'm going to cover and I haven't. Children who watch too much TV may have damaged brain structures. The more time a child spends watching TV, the more profound the changes. It leads to more gray matter in the regions and less in others around the frontal polar cortex of the area of the brain. And it goes into saying it doesn't allow them to differentiate. It was a Japanese study that looked at 276 children ages 5 to 18 who watched between 0 and 4 hours per day, with the average being about 2 hours. MRI brain scans showed children who spent the most hours in front of the box had greater amounts of gray matter in the regions around the frontal cortex, in the area of the front of the frontal lobe. But the increased volume was a negative thing, and it was linked to lower verbal intelligence, said the authors from the University of the City of Sindali. They suggested gray matter could be compared to body weight and said these brain areas needed to be pruned during childhood in order to operate efficiently. These areas show developmental cortex thinning during development. And children with superior IQs show the most vigorous thinning cortical in these areas, the team wrote. These areas show developmental thinning during development. And the children with superior IQs show the most vigorous thinning in the area, the team wrote. Now, again, other areas of the brain, it's better to have more cells. But then when you get into the cerebral cortex, to layman terms put this, it is wired so specifically to be able to access all the other areas of the brain that when you go on into the study, they found you're very good at watching and very good at being programmed. But it's basically turning your frontal lobes that are meant to process and be a traffic cop into like the rest of your brain tissue, to make it simple, where they couldn't focus. They couldn't make fast decisions. They couldn't critically think. They're really good at watching TV, though. You become really good at being a spectator, really good at being a jellyfish, really big at doing nothing. In other studies, this is not the first of its type, been around for 60-something years, listening to radio increases, if it's informational news, increases IQ, increases neuron connections. Reading, even more. Why? Because when I am reading and I say blue whale, you pull up a blue whale. That makes your cerebral cortex tying into the old, tying into your ears, everything else, and the areas of the brain that have memory. All those areas then build their muscles, their fibers, their neuron connections. I use muscle as a figurative speech, not really muscle. They all communicate. Okay, you understand? Because it has to go get the data. What's a blue whale look like? When you're watching TV, it's right there. You don't have to do that. It actually grows the brain different in development.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.